welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertiliser Update, where today we're going to be talking about developments in the urea market. I'm Julia Meehan, Managing Editor of the Fertilisers team, and I'm here with my colleague Deepika Tapliyal, who's the Senior Editor covering our urea market, along with myself. So Deepika, it's been another week dominated by poor weather affecting Europe and the US. NOLA barge numbers have come off for various reasons, largely weather-related. The waterways are closed. There's no sign of spring. We're seeing snow coming in the west and midwest forecasts again. And all of this has contributed to a lack of vessel space. So sellers, I understand, are desperately trying to place tons, and they haven't got any barges to put the tons on. So this has made it a real buyer's market at the moment, particularly for a buyer who's got a barge. Europe too, talking to major producer this week, he was sounding pretty bearish. The window of application is getting narrower and narrower. Typically he talks about 4 applications a year. He said now it's very much looking like that's going to be 3. Moving across to Turkey, they are very quiet, very quiet, but everyone is expecting them to emerge soon as a buyer. But as usual with the Turkish, they really do seem to be watching and waiting, seeing how far prices are going to go before they reach the floor. So Deepika, tell me, what's happening in China at the moment? We're seeing the production rates fluctuating a little bit. Do you want to talk about what's happening there?
Yeah, for China as well, there's operating rates that are going up every week, and they're now about 62%. Maybe they will go up even more during the summer. Most likely they will, because gas supply will improve, the coal prices are lower. So that's something we need to watch, because the market is worried that if operating rates keep increasing in China, domestic prices will fall and we might see more exports out of China, which is not going to help the current situation, because there's already so much supply of urea in the second half of the year and there's not many outlets looking for this supply. But I mean, I don't think China's really going to flood the market or anything, but it'll be an interesting market to watch on how they go there.
So, and the AG, what's happening there? I mean, they're always bullish regardless of the sentiment everywhere else in the world. What's the mood of the AG at the moment?
So at the moment, the seller and buyer ideas are not matching. Arab Gulf producers still are looking for much higher prices, whereas buyers want at least $10 to $15 lower. So we're not seeing much product move. But having said that, most Arab Gulf suppliers are pretty committed for April. They're not in any desperation to sell. But May onwards, it's something we'll have to watch. Will they accept lower prices? I guess that's where the market is going.
So we saw Ethiopia come to the rescue this week, buying, and they bought Russian tons.
And Egyptian tons. Yes. So they did buy quite a bit. Yeah. There is another tender on the 3rd of April, which we'll have to watch.
Yeah.
But we have to see if that is awarded or not from Ethiopia. So, and they do take a lot of time. So that's it's difficult to say where that goes. But in general, because everything has been so gloomy, Ethiopia has been something we were talking about. And because nothing else is happening anywhere else, even Latin America, Julia, is that very quiet?
No, it's been very, very quiet. Hardly anything going on in Brazil at the moment. And anything that does seems to be pretty much under the radar. So much business now is on a formula. So it's very, very difficult to gauge where prices actually are. So we've jumped around the world a bit today, Deepika, but in general, I'd say, and I'm sure you agree, the market is really feeling rather melancholy at the moment.
Indeed it is.
Yes. So we'll see what next week brings. So thank you very much for listening. Please join us again for our next instalment and catch up on our latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Julia Meehan.